بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في رواية أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن ثلاثة من بني إسرائيل. We were reading the hadith, we completed it, of the three people of in the time of Bani Israel who were tested by Allah Ta'ala, who were poor and who had difficulties, illnesses. Then Allah Ta'ala sent a farishta, an angel, to them and asked them what they wanted. They wanted their illness, their problems to be removed, a leper, a blind person, a bald person. After that, he asked them, what would you like to have? And they said they would, whatever they wanted, wealth, etc. One was given camels, and so many camels that the whole valley got full of camels. Another was given sheep, and the whole valley got full of sheep. And the third person was given cows, and the whole valley got full of cows. Then Allah tested them and sent an angel again in their own form, that is, in the form of a leper, a blind, a bald person, a blind person. And he asked them to help them in the name of Allah, who gave them all this wealth. The first two of them failed, and they said that we cannot manage, we cannot afford it. The third one said, yes, I was very poor, Allah helped me. And then he gave. So further to that we read, and the great lessons that we have to take from here. Firstly, that they are referred to as Bani Israel. We hear this term quite often. The offspring of Yaqub alayhi salam were referred to the Bani Israel because Israel was his title. That is, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala and who is the father of the Anbiya, who came to the Jews, the vast majority came to them, and from them came the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the Arabs. So he was the father of the Bani Israel, and his title was Israel, therefore they are referred to as the Bani Israel. This hadith teaches us that genuine gratitude of Allah Ta'ala's bounties and kindness is reflected by a compassionate heart, kind words, and generosity in spending in the cause of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is the test from Allah Ta'ala. Whether we were poor and now Allah brought us into riches, or whether we inherited from our fathers, forefathers, and that wealth came to us. If a person is in a good position as far as wealth is concerned, then it is his duty that he considers those, Allah has given him that wealth, to consider those who don't have wealth. And he should be compassionate and kind to them. And especially when beggars come to us, whether to our homes, or whether at the stop streets, at the traffic lights, etc. If we cannot and we don't want to give them, we should never ever abuse them. Never use derogatory words and make remarks and chase them away. If we don't want to give for whatever reason, then kindly just refuse. But we should try and give whatever we can. And this is not only in money. Allah Ta'ala has given us a happy married life. Somebody comes with their problems in their marriage. Don't just chase them away that you people brought it on yourself. You are doing this, you are doing that. Make shukr to Allah, you have got a happy married life, and consider them and try and help them, whatever the problem may be, whether it's from the husband's side or the wife's side. We have got children which are obedient, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And then those people whose children are a problem, consider them and also try and give them good advice and admonish them accordingly. But never ever think that we are all right, we are very pious, so we are very good, and we look down or we abuse other people. In all other aspects, whatever we have got a nice house, comfortable house which we are living in, a comfortable car, in fact 2-3 cars we got. Those who don't have a house, who don't have a bicycle even, then when they come, and then don't look down upon them. What Allah has given us, that one, we should make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Other, we should share with other people. The knowledge Allah has given us, but the knowledge of deen particularly. We must not think that other people did not learn, they are jahil, they don't know. No, we should share that knowledge with them also. Whatever ni'mat Allah has given us, we should share it with. Allah has given it to us, not just for ourselves, but to share with others as well. Miserliness, on the other hand, leads one to deny the favors of Allah Ta'ala. If a person is miserly and he doesn't spend and he just wants to hoard, that will read that is being unthankful to Allah Ta'ala. And it leads then that Allah Ta'ala takes away His ni'mats from us. What He has given us, He takes away. And in spending in the path of Allah voluntarily, that is, one is beggars come, but the other is just from our side. Preference should be given to our family members, especially if they are poor and in need. Then we should give them preference over other people. After that, see to the needs of others, our neighbors, etc., who are the extended family. We shouldn't deprive them, and we are giving in outside sources. And after that, Allah has given us still, then share with other people also. Similarly, in the month of Ramadan, we have so much for our iftari, and there are other people who don't have anything to open their roza, not even clean water, forget zamzam water, forget a khajur. They haven't seen a khajur, forget the khajurs of Medina Sharif, they haven't seen a khajur. For the, think of those people also, and try and provide some iftari for such people. Try and provide for the sehri of such people. People who don't have clothes, they don't have shoes to wear, they don't have clothes to cover their body, and our cupboards are full. And we have still got so many new things packed away, which years and years are going, which we're not even using. We haven't opened it, and there are other people who haven't got clothes to wear. We should learn to share with such people as well. Allah's decision to test the three men was not because He wanted to determine their intentions. Allah Ta'ala has complete knowledge of everything. However, He tests people in order to reveal their intentions to others. What our intentions are, more than what we know our intentions, Allah knows them more better. Allah is the complete all-knowing of everything. But Allah does these actions of this nature in order that we ourselves can see what we are worth. And then other people can take lessons from there also. Like this happened in the Bani Israel long, long before the time of even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And today, after thousands of years, by this episode and incident, we are taking lessons. And we should be taking lessons that whatever Allah has given us, that we appreciate and make shukr to Allah, and use it correctly and spend it correctly. So there are great lessons in this that we should take and correct our lives and share with other people whatever ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. May Allah give us the proper understanding of our deen, and also the tawfiq to make amal accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.